This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, Jim. Good to be with you and good to be with our audience today.
Bridget, we've got a number of things coming up here that, they're still a ways off. There's still plenty of time to participate in them all, but people have asked us at different times, has Catholic Radio ever considered having a walk or a run? Well, as you know, those are big events, and Catholic Radio is, staff-wise at least, kind of little. And so we've not had one up until now. This year, we are going to have a walk, and you can even bring your cats and dogs along if you want. It's going to be downtown on the canal, and the date is Sunday, May 19th. Sunday, May 19th. So hopefully the weather will be great that day. We do need people to start to sign up for that and to get some teams together and things like that. There's a way that you can support Catholic Radio very easily. I mean, if you're a regular listener to Catholic Radio, you think, gee, I'd like to do something for the station sometime, but I don't know exactly how I could or what it would, what you would do. Well, here's a chance. If you just line up yourself and a few friends, maybe a couple people from the parish or a club you might belong to or family members, anything like that, and get a few people to walk, that's all it will take. And then you get some sponsors, the usual way the walks work. And it is coming up on Sunday, May 19th, downtown at the canal. We've got more details on it on our website. In fact, we just added a new feature just a week or so ago on our website. There's now a current topics button on our website. And if you click on the current topics button, you can find out more about the Walking for Dreams. And you can also, of course, call us here at Catholic Radio. Want to sneak in a plug for the golf outing, too.
That's coming up.
It is coming up on May 21st at the Ironwood Golf Club in Fishers. And two great meals. I mean, it's really all about golf. But
About the food, though.
But golfers like to eat, too. The lunch is going to be cooked on a grill out there. It's going to be craft beer brats and hamburgers grilled right on the site there. And then dinner is going to be a delicious pork loin roast. It's going to be wonderful. And they say they have a recipe there that everybody is going to love. So we're looking forward to that. May 21st, Ironwood Golf Club in Fishers. You can find out more about that on our website as well, CatholicRadioIndy.org. And real quickly, it's a long way off, but you might want to mark your calendar, August 27th. Besides being the day after my birthday, it's the day of the Catholic Radio annual dinner, and it's going to be at the same place it has been for the last couple of years, but the same place has a new name. What you and I know as the Northside Knights of Columbus Hall, and it's been that way for
a long time,
ever, is now the Northside Events and Social Club, still run by the Knights. It's part of a kind of a national change that the Knights are implementing from the top down to not to have places known as Knights of Columbus Halls anymore.
Okay.
It's just a policy because of there's a lot of different reasons, but it's still the same place, still run by the same wonderful people. The Northside Events and Social Club at 71st and Keystone. That dinner, again, is August 27th.
So three great events. So check out our webpage at CatholicRadioIndy.org to get some more information on those. Well, today in the studio, we have a wonderful guest who is going to share with us a little bit about the pro-life movement from the perspective of really helping women in crisis pregnancy. My guest today is Linda Kyle. She is the director of the Gabriel Project. She is a parishioner at St. Barnabas on the South Side. So welcome to Faith in Action, Linda.
Thank you, Bridget.
Now, I know people have heard about the Gabriel Project. We see that all around.
Right.
But what is the Gabriel Project?
So the Gabriel Project is a standalone nonprofit that ministers to women in crisis pregnancies.
Okay. And how do you go about doing that? I guess in a nutshell, is there like one specific way, or how is that?
Well, we are parish-based, but we're also a standalone nonprofit. So what happens is normally a pro-life group from a particular parish will contact us and say, we're interested in the Gabriel Project, and I will go in and meet with them and kind of give them a rundown on how the project is set up. And what happens is individual people don't join the Gabriel Project.
Okay.
Churches and parishes join the Gabriel Project.
Okay.
So if your parish becomes a Gabriel Project parish, mm-hmm. then you join as part of the parish. And the reason that we do that is because when you go out to help a mom, instead of having the benefits and resources of an individual person, you have all the benefits and resources of an entire parish.
And that's a big difference. Now, just how many parishes, and I'm not sure if you're just kind of like, if you cover the Indianapolis area, I guess, in terms of your overreach or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So the Great umbrella. Lakes Gabriel Project is in every diocese in Indiana.
Okay.
And we have a couple of chapters in Illinois. We have one in Ohio. And believe it or not, we have one in New York.
Wow.
And the New York one came along before I came on board. And he had found us online and contacted Eileen. And she said, well, that's usually we go in person to launch a project. And she said, well, that's pretty far to go, you know. And and he said, well, you're called the Great Lakes Gabriel Project, right? And she said, yes. And he goes, well, we have one of those here, you know, a Great Lake. So she helped him get started via, you know, phone and email and stuff like that. So, but yeah, we're pretty far reaching.
Okay.
Now, Linda, you are the director of the Gabriel Project?
I am the director. Eileen Hartman retired, and I am the president and director of the Gabriel Project.
Now, I know you've been involved in pro-life things for a long time, and of course, you weren't always director of Gabriel Project. What are some, where did you get started in pro-life?
Well, when the Gabriel Project first came to St. Barnabas, where I'm a parishioner, I got involved with the local group there, and just slowly over the course of time, I met Eileen, and we really hit it off, ultimately became like peas in a pod, and I just became more and more active. She invited me to start answering one of the crisis helplines, and I started doing that, and that was just an amazing thing for me. I mean, talk about the Holy Spirit. Whenever my phone would ring and I would answer it, I truly never knew what words were going to come out of my mouth. And I still don't. So, but the Holy Spirit provides me with what I need to say to a woman. And sometimes it shocks me, you know, because I'm the kind, compassionate person. I'm not the the person that normally is abrasive. But that abrasiveness has come out from time to time in talking with a woman, and I just go, where did that come from, you know? And then, well, in hindsight afterwards, after I'm done talking to the woman, well, that's what she needed to hear, you know?
Wow. So if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Linda Kyle. She's the director of the Gabriel Project. And so what exactly is the mission of the Gabriel Project? What are you trying to accomplish? And then also maybe how long have you been around? Two questions there.
Okay, so the mission of the Gabriel Project is to minister to women and families facing crisis or unexpected pregnancies.
Okay.
Okay. And we do that in many different ways, and it kind of depends on what the needs of each woman are.
So maybe give me an example of... So when you were doing the crisis line, what would be a conversation that would happen, and then what would you do after you talk to the first person? Do you know what I'm saying? Like someone calls in, they have to start out at the crisis line. That's one way that you get connected to women in crisis, right?
Right. So the funny thing is I started answering the crisis line while I was still working full time.
Okay.
And so I would, my phone would ring and I would answer it. And One time a woman called me and she had gotten my phone number from the brochures that the sidewalk counselors outside of the abortion centers hand out.
Okay.
Okay. So she's in tears and she says, I don't know what to do. I got your phone number from the lady on the sidewalk. And she's just crying. She's like hysterical. And she's driving.
Mm.
And so my first thought is, oh my gosh, I've got to get this woman off the road, you know. So I just, you know, I talk with her. And a lot of times my opening question is, so tell me what's going on in your life. What made you feel like you had to go to an abortion center to solve your problem?
Mm-hmm.
And from there, things just kind of take off, you know. One of the driving forces behind what leads a lot of women to the abortion center is poverty.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we do, while we try not to be the National Bank of, you know, the Gabriel Project,
mm-hmm.
Oftentimes the baby will become a bartering chip. So if a woman has a couple of children already and say she's past due on her utility bill, the family will come to her and say, you know, you already have two kids and you can't take care of them. So if you get an abortion, we will pay for your utility bill.
Mm. So the Gabriel Project does a lot of different things. What are some of the things in terms of support? Because that's I think, a big change in the pro-life movement, you know, maybe from like the 80s or the 90s, that there were a lot of people that were pro-life that would pray, but there weren't actual direct services to help
right.
women choose life.
Right.
And that's changed a lot. And the Gabriel Project is one of those pieces that helps women have the support they need to make the choice
right.
to keep their baby.
And when we first opened our office up on 86th Street, the women would come, they would be referred to us by the sidewalk counselors, and we would offer immediate pregnancy tests, immediate ultrasounds, and immediate one-on-one peer counseling.
So are you talking about first choice for women?
Exactly. First choice for women is, we're not officially a medical center,
mm-hmm.
But that's where First Choice for Women is the umbrella of the Gabriel Project that handles the ultrasounds and the counseling. And so what happens if a woman comes into First Choice or even on our mobile RV, Gabriel, and she decides that she's going to choose life for her baby, then we get her assigned to a local Gabriel Project parish. We try and keep them assigned to a church that is geographically close to them.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, so that they have the resources, and then the moms will go, the Gabriel Angels are the two parishioners who go out to meet the moms face-to-face in their home. Okay, and so that kind of begins the relationship.
We need to take a quick break. We are talking with Linda Kyle. She's the director of the Gabriel Project. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what an angel is. So stay tuned.
Has the weather this winter been getting you down? Let us help you look toward warmer weather and sunshine. Mark your calendar for Tuesday, May 21st for the Catholic Radio Indy annual golf outing. This year, we're moving to a great new course, Ironwood Golf Club in Fishers. It's not too early to get your foursome together. You can register online at CatholicRadioIndy.org. We rely on generous underwriting as well. If you're interested in underwriting or being a hole sponsor, call Valerie at 317-870-8400.
It's foundation, and that foundation is the Word of Jesus Christ.
Catholic Radio Indy.
To help lift my spirit and brighten my mood.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a ministry reaching out to Central Indiana and beyond. We have information available about what's happening in parishes here in the Hoosier Heartland, as well as access to the latest from Rome, plus apologetics and authentic Catholic teaching. We are your source for 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. In the studio with me is Jim Ganley, and our guest today is Linda Kyle, director of the Gabriel Project. So where did that name come from, and what is an angel? Because it's an actual job, right?
It is. It's a volunteer position, but yes. So the Gabriel Project actually started as an outreach of the the Diocese of Dallas.
Okay.
Okay, and so there are actually Gabriel Projects all over the country.
All right.
In probably between 15 and 20 states. So Eileen chose to fashion our project after the Dallas group.
All right.
And so what happens when a parish becomes a Gabriel Project parish, the dynamics are that you have what we call angels, and they are the two people who go out to do an evaluation and an assessment of the mom's needs. And they go to her home. It makes it much more friendly, welcoming, and much less like a social services type visit.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to the mom, and they ask her a bunch of questions, evaluate what her needs are, and the value of having two angels to go out. Obviously, there's safety in numbers,
mm-hmm.
but by having two, one person can focus on asking the questions.
Mm-hmm.
The other person can look around and just see what other potential needs there might be, you know, take a look and see maybe if she has other children, you know, what maybe some of the children's needs are. So, and then after they do this initial evaluation, they go back to the parish and report, okay, we have a mom and these are her needs. And mm-hmm. it may be childcare, it may be transportation. Sometimes we'll buy a bus pass so that a woman can get to job interviews or get to and from work, you know, until she gets that first couple of paychecks under her belt. Sometimes it's diapers and clothes, you know. There's just a lot of different needs.
And I know that a lot of the parishes, I know at Our Lady of Mount Carmel and other parishes in the area that are Gabriel Project parishes, they're always seeking, you know, we need volunteers, we need, you know, would you like to donate some diapers, or do you have, you know, any gently used baby clothes or new baby clothes you'd like to donate? So those are some of the things that I just know in passing that
right.
you look for in terms of
right.
donations, right?
Earlier in the program, you mentioned an RV, a recreational vehicle.
Right.
And what
does an RV have to do with the pro-life
Absolutely.
Movement? So Gabriel is our mobile pregnancy center. It's a 23-foot Coachman RV that we purchased in 2014 at Mount Comfort RV. Got to give them a plug because they're wonderful to deal with. They sold us that RV at cost.
Mm.
And they also did the renovations at cost.
Wow.
So kudos to them. But we had it converted into
basically
they took the big bed and cut it down to the size of an exam table, and the Knights of Columbus gave us a second ultrasound unit. This one is mobile. So and so on Gabriel, we take Gabriel out to the abortion centers, and we do we work again with the sidewalk counselors, and if the sidewalk counselors can get a woman to come over, then we'll talk about, you know, again, what is it that brought you here today? What can we do to help you? And again, the ultimate goal is to get them connected to a Gabriel Project parish and give them the support that they need.
How many Gabriel Project parishes are there in the area, in the Indianapolis area, just roughly?
Oh, well, Gabriel Project parishes come and go depending on the availability of the volunteers, but I would say we probably have about 10 to 12 really super active parishes in the Indianapolis area.
So if someone listening wanted to get involved, they would check their parish, and if their parish didn't have one, what would they do next?
Then they can contact me
okay.
via cell phone or via email, and my email is linda@goangels.org, and my cell phone number is 317-213-4778. And all of that information is available on our website.
Now, you okay. have lots and lots of volunteers to make the Gabriel Project work. And we were talking about the RV there. And I can just imagine somebody, maybe a man or a woman, saying, I wouldn't be any, I couldn't do ultrasounds. I couldn't go out and talk to people on the sidewalks in front, but gee, I can drive a vehicle.
I have had several people volunteer that way. And it just depends on what God is calling you to do in the pro-life movement. And we have volunteer nurses and we have volunteer RV drivers. And in fact, when we first got Gabriel, I was the volunteer driver.
Do you need a special license to do that?
Or? No, you do not.
Okay.
So what are some of the things that people can do? So you can be a driver, right, in terms of volunteer. What are some of the needs that you have? If someone's listening, I want to do something to help the Gabriel Project. What are some ideas of what they could do?
First and foremost is prayer. Obviously, pray not only for the moms and the babies, but for the volunteers who go out there and do the work. Pray for me, because my role as director is still very new, and I am trying to discern where we're going to take the Gabriel Project. Mm-hmm. Eileen was such an inspired woman, and she came up with so many wonderful things. And my goal is to continue to help the Gabriel Project grow. So prayer is most important. Financial support is always important. Occasionally, like I said, we pay bills for women. Occasionally we'll pay rent if we have to.
Sometimes you've actually found cars for them, is that right?
Yes, we have. If people are willing to donate a used car, we will take used cars to help the moms out.
And you do the used car donation a little differently. We take used cars here too at Catholic Radio, but we sell them or salvage them or liquidate them one way or the other, and then the funding goes to help Catholic Radio, which is a good thing, and we encourage you to do it.
Right, absolutely.
But sometimes you've got a car that's got a fair amount of life left in it. You just don't need it anymore, and somewhere there's a person who could have a job, who could fund their family's food and other needs if they only had a car.
Right, right. And we have had, over the years, we've had quite a few very generous people step forward and say, you know, I have this vehicle and my family doesn't need it anymore. And, you know, can you guys use it?
Is there a certain time frame that you support the mom? I mean, you know what I'm saying, in terms of when she finds out she's going to have a baby until she delivers, or how does that work?
So it really is up to the mom to determine how long our relationship lasts. So there are, the normal is usually by the time the baby is about 3 or 4 months old, mm-hmm. most of the moms are back on their feet again. There are some moms that have made such a strong bond with their Gabriel angels that they form permanent friendships.
Well,
it's nice to have a mentor, you know. Let's say that their mom isn't alive or whatever, you know, that they just want a mentor.
Before we let time slip away here, there is a movie that is currently out that we want to let people know all about, and it has a connection, a very strong connection, to the pro-life movement.
Absolutely. It's Unplanned, the story of Abby Johnson, who was one of the director of one of the largest Planned Parenthood clinics in the country. And she had an instant conversion of heart when she saw a live ultrasound guided abortion. And it is a story of love and compassion, and it's the story of Abby's life and her exodus from Planned Parenthood.
And that's currently at theaters right here in the Indianapolis area.
Absolutely, and I highly encourage everyone to go see it.
Unplanned.
Unplanned.
And if it's not near a theater near you, look around. I'm sure you'll find one, because it should be around for at least a few weeks here, but it's not going to be around forever, so
right.
Get out and see it right away.
So there's kind of been some interesting, I guess, connection to that, in the sense that the movie itself was rated R.
Right.
And I know you saw a preview of that. Talk a little bit about that and how kind of the irony of that.
Okay, so there are two specific scenes in there that relate to the actual abortion procedure that are, they're not overly graphic. They're very actual and factual determinations and
It's realistic. Images.
It is. Okay. It's very realistic. Okay. And so because of that, they received an R rating. Mm-hmm. So the irony in that is that a 14-year-old girl can go into an abortion clinic and get an abortion without parental consent. But she cannot go see this movie without parental consent.
Yeah, so that's kind of, that is kind of an irony. But it's a positive, it's a positive movie in the sense that it, what is it helping to show from what you know about it?
Well, it helps to show the truth behind abortion and that it is not rare, that it is not safe, and that it is not the answer to your problems.
And the R rating also, to me, kind of says, well, it's R-rated partly because these scenes are so terribly violent. Well, doesn't they? Isn't that one of the things
and
that
that's kind
pro-life
of,
people have been telling people all along? If abortions aren't violent, why should it have an R-rating?
Right, right.
So for people that, how has it impacted your life? We have just a couple minutes left being involved in the Gabriel Project. I'm sure you've got a lot of great stories, but how has it impacted your faith life?
My faith life has gotten much stronger. When we were in the process of getting Gabriel, Eileen sent out email after email after email, and every time she sent out an email with an update on the money we were collecting, I became more and more excited about having Gabriel in my driveway. And we had one son was at St. Joseph's College in Rensselaer, one son was at Roncalli, and my husband was unemployed. And I felt so strongly about taking responsibility for Gabriel that I told my husband I would quit my job to run Gabriel, and that quite honestly shocked and scared him. And so ultimately what happened was I prayed on this for quite a while and discerned about it, and I went into work one day and I was having a conversation with God, and I said, if you want me to do this, I will do this. I will quit my job and do this, but you have to tell me. And 4 hours later, I was laid off.
God has a way of showing us, right?
He does. It was loud and clear.
So for more information, could you give the webpage one more time for the Gabriel Project?
Absolutely. It's www.goangels.org.
That's wonderful. So people can get tuned into that. My guest has been Linda Kyle, director of the Gabriel Project. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you for having me.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.